Chapter 6, Mark 23.59.01. The world has never seemed so dark. It is impossible to tell where the rolling blackness of the sea ends and the twisted darkness of the sky begins. Only the star remains, poisonous and fierce, like a baleful eye gleaming through the smoke and fog. They ground the skiff off a shingle beach and come ashore. All checks his compass. They start trudging up the beach, heading inland.
"Where are we?" asks Bale Rain.
"North," says All. "The Satrick Coast. The Great Plateau is that way." He gestures at the darkness.
"Fine country," All says.
"Ever been up that way and seen it?" Rain shakes his head.
"What are we doing here?"
asks Ibes. Strange demonic voices hoot and gibber in the distance, echoing down the inlet. Zybes repeats his question with more urgency.
"I don't understand any of this," he says. "We've come all this way in that damn boat. Why? It's no safer here. It sounds like it's worse, if that's possible."
All glances at him, tired and impatient. "We've come here," he says, "because this is the only place we can get out through. The only place. It's our one chance to live and do something."
"Do what?" asks Crank.
"Something that matters," All replies, not really listening. He's seen something. Something on the beach by the boat.
"Who is that, Trooper Person?" Graft asks.
There is a man on the beach behind them. He's following them. He passes their grounded skiff, walking briskly. Another small launch, presumably the one that brought him in, is turning slowly in the black water off the beach, abandoned.
"Shit," murmurs All. "Get behind me, all of you. Keep moving."
He turns, sliding his rifle off his shoulder. Kryol Faust is black on black, a shadow of a figure. Only his face is pale, the drawn skin white and streaked with dried blood from his head wound. He approaches, his feet crunching over the shingle. A las pistol hangs in his right hand. All faces him, weapon ready.
"No closer," All calls out. "Give it back," Faust shouts. "Give it back to me."
"I don't want to fire a weapon or spill blood here," All warns, "but I will if you make me. Go back and leave us alone."
"Give me my blade. My blade."
"Go back." Faust takes a step forward.
"They can smell it, you know,"
he hisses.
"They can smell it."
"Let them smell it," replies All.
"They'll come. You don't want them to come."
"Let them come."
"You don't want them to come, old man. Give it back to me. I need it."
"I need it more," says All. "I need it for something. It's why I came here. I need it for something more important than you can possibly imagine."
"Nothing is more important than what I can imagine," replies Faust.
"Last chance," says All. Faust screams. He screams at the top of his voice.
"He's here! Here! Right here! Come and get him! Come and feast on him! Here! Here!"
The rifle cracks. Silenced, Faust falls back on the stones of the beach. But things are stirring. Things disturbed and drawn by the sound of Faust's cry and the noise of the shot. All can hear them. He can hear bat wings flap in the darkness, hooves scrape on stone, scales slither. Voices mutter and growl abhuman sounds.
"Hey!"
All shouts to his travelling companions who are cowering in the dark.
"Come back to me! Come back! Gather round!"
They hurry to him, Crank and Rain, Zybes, the girl. Graft is the slowest.
"What is that?"
Crank asks, hearing the sounds that the things are making as they close in around them through the darkness.
"What's making that noise?"
"Don't think about it," All says, working hard, trying to remember a simple sequence of gestures.
"Just stay close to me. It might be all right here.
It might be thin enough.
What might be thin enough? Asks Rain.
What's making that noise?
Crank repeats, agitated.
Something's coming, says Zybes.
It's all right, says All.
We're just leaving anyway.
He has the dagger in his hand, the athaim unwrapped. He murmurs to his god for protection and forgiveness. Then he makes a cut.
How are you doing that? Asks Cat.
They all look at her.
All smiles.
Trust me, he says. He pushes the knife harder, deepens the cut. He makes the slit vertical, the height of a man. He makes a slit in the air, so that reality parts. The demon sounds come closer. All draws back the edge of the cut like a curtain. They gasp as they see what's on the other side. It isn't here. It isn't Calth. It isn't a broken, pitch-black beach. All looks at them.
I won't pretend this is going to be easy, he says, because it isn't. But it's better than staying here.
They stare at him.
Follow me, he says.